Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you all the way from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city where the sunshine is shining bright. Oh, the palm trees are still blowing, but it's a chill in the air. Ah, it's nice, though. It's nice and crispy out here in Florida. Yes, 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 and I still wish you were here. Have a Jesus-filled day today, wherever you are. And oh, we send our prayers to those that are having snowstorms at this hour. New York and various places where there's a snowstorm going on. Let us pray for them today. Praise God. I've been in it, and I tell you, Lord, I know it's something to behold. Beautiful to look at, but oh, you don't want to be in it. And we thank God that we are not in it at this time. But you never know. You never know what God's going to do. He may send one here too. So y'all better keep praying. It's his praying time. Yes, it is, people. It's praying time. Pardon me. And this cold weather's kind of getting to my throat. So overlook it, will you, today? I'm going to try to get through this at this hour. Because the enemy is mad, and I'm glad. Yes, I am so glad about it. He's mad. We shook his little kingdom, and now he's mad. Yes, he is holy mad. Glory be to God. But today, you know, we're still praying for Pastor Mosley there in Jacksonville, who had a stroke. That she's out of the hospital, and she even traveled all the way to Orlando area. She was here. Yes, yes, yes. God really moved on her, and she was helping us pray. Pray for the newly ordained pastors and what have you, and elders that's coming forth. And we thank God for her making that trip. We praying for her continued strength and that she will recover wholly. Don't you forget to pray for her now. You're her friends also. We're praying for Pastor Minnie Johnson too. You know, do you see something going on here, people, that the pastors are really being attacked? I think the pastors that mean business for God and really is wanting to go through and through whatever they have to, that the enemy is really attacking them. So we're going to pray for the pastors. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch all your pastors, Lord, those near and far, those we know, those we don't know. Touch them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep their minds, touch their bodies, their congregation, their finances, and what have you. Lord, in Jesus' name. And it is so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for bringing Ashley Ritter home, who was missing for almost a week, I believe it was, and you brought him home. And, Lord, we thank you for it today. Lord, we ask you to touch the young man. He's a troubled young man. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch his mind. Touch his body. And touch his spirit right now. Touch his family, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, root out everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, Father. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to touch, Lord God, the married couples, Lord God. Touch them today, Lord. Lord, touch the Wilcox family right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, make a way out of nowhere for them right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching Erica Junchi. We thank you for touching him today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Derek, the young man that had a kidney transplant, his family. Touch his mother right now in this hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on her right now. The bereaved families, touch the Monroe family, God. Oh, Lord, and touch the Strong family, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for it today, God, for touching them, delivering today, Father, in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory today for all that you're doing today, God, on your people, God, your saints all over, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we should have a whole hour of just praying for the sick, the shut in, Lord, the maimed, Lord God, and the mental and all of this. They need prayer today, Father God. And we know we need to pray for them in this hour. Oh, Lord God, we need to pray for the stuff that's going on today. In Jesus' name. Now let's give you a little word for today. Praise God. Just a little word. Let's say it this way. As the irrigation canal brings life-giving water to thirsty plants, so does the good news of Christ transform barren human beings into productive personalities. As the irrigation canal brings life-giving water to thirsty plants, so does the good news of Christ transform barren human beings into productive personalities. Are you one of those that are being transformed today? We trust that you are. So glad to be with you, you and you here today. Ah, yes, it's a beautiful day in the Lord. You know, you still got to praise God. Don't care what's going on. You know that, don't you? I tell you, I will praise the Lord anyhow. Because, you know, the enemy don't care who he touch. You know, and my goodness, I was riding along coming home on yesterday from, we were delivering turkeys, you know, to the school and all. And we were coming along, and bless the Lord. You know, all of a sudden I got so dizzy. It looked like the car was going another way. It wasn't driving, but it was, I don't know if it was going up, backward, or sideways. You know, I got that dizzy spell in my head. You know, I said, now isn't this something? I was perfectly fine. And all of a sudden, here comes something. You know, and nothing but the devil in his imps trying to do what? He got mad. We going to make him mad again. Yes, we are. He mad. Yeah. Because we were taking some people from his territory, out of his clutches. Oh, yes, God was delivering some Sunday out of his clutches. Yes, he was. And he didn't like that a bit. My. Let's continue to shake the kingdom of the devil. Let him know that his kingdom ain't nothing. God's kingdom is everything. We need to let him know that. It may cost us a little something, you know, glory to God. A little anxieties come about and, you know, all kind of things come about you, you know, disturbances, you know, everywhere, you know, and your mind say, okay, what is this now? You know, hallelujah. But we're going to read you a story. We're going to tell you a story today. In the Word of God today, we're going to talk about it. Well, things happen. Things happen sometimes to good people. Some of them we call, and some of them we don't. You hear? You see that? Amen. Praise God. And I'm just going to start off a little something, and I'm going to let our own pastor, newly ordained pastor, Sharon Bond, we're going to start letting her have a little more of this, right? Amen. Yes. And we'll get into the broadcasting field. Praise God. Hallelujah. She and our dear sister, Lo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen, somebody. You don't say no amen. You're going to say help today. They're going to say help, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. We can't do nothing but just praise the Lord for his goodness, y'all. And because he is good. He is so good. It doesn't matter how people do or what they say or whatever the case may be. He is still a good God, huh? And he's still going to deliver. Hello now. Oh, yeah. I bank on that one now. He's going to still deliver. He got it. And we are in the book of Jonah. Familiar scripture, huh? Jonah. Hmm? And we're going to start at the first verse. And in the first chapter, in the first verse. Now, tell yourself, say now.
Now.
I'm going to hear the word.
He said,
now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Hmm. In other words, there's somebody been praying somewhere. Think about it today. Somebody been praying somewhere for their city. And all of us should be praying for our country, because our country is in a sad condition today. You know, it's so sad when people talk against the leader, not only leader of the church, but the leader of the world, the leader of the free world, talk against their leader and say all kind of evil, mad things and try to do all kind of things to them. God not pleased with that. That's some wickedness going on somewhere. He told us to lift them up. Did he not tell us to pray for them? This is what we need to do, pray more for them instead of because we have some type of reason against them, another. We are talk against the preachers included. You ain't got no business when the word told you to pray for them. Stop ridiculing them. Talk about them because they ain't the right color to you or the right, they don't have the right origin. They didn't come from the right place or where you come from. They didn't come from a rich family or something like that. You know, we got all kind of things going on in our heads to bring people down, you know, and not do what God tells us to do. But we yet say that we are soldiers of the cross, we are Christians, and we belong to Jesus Christ. I don't know which Jesus you belong to. Maybe it's the whole Jesus. Ain't that his name? Maybe that's the one, that Jesus kind of Jesus you belong to, not Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, because we live any kind of way. So somebody's got to go there and tell you what thus saith the Lord. Now, hearing this story, Jonah was commissioned to go. But, you know, it's like so many of us today. We want to talk about stuff, but we don't want to go. We want to talk about it, but we don't want to do. Hello now, you know that's the truth. We talk about it, but we don't want to do it. So here Jonah was in this position here to do something, do what God told him to do, but he's decided to go the other way. So many of us today is going the other way. We don't want to go the way God wants us to go, but we want to go the other way. And when we go the other way, what do? We limit God. We say, God, you ain't going to do nothing and you can't help, so why should I go? You know, you find all kind of excuses not to go, do you not? Now, at the same time, in the chapter 1, when you go to chapter 2, this is what he says here. Chapter 2 said, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. He have to get you in a position Well, you're going to do what he say do. You hear me today? Y'all don't hear me. Now, you may not want to do good, do what God told you to do, or go where he tell you to go. But somehow, some way, you're going to get there. One way or another, they told me, you'll get there, even if it have to be in a fish's belly. Homer, come on now, think about it. Or he have to throw you in the ocean all by yourself. And God was talking to Jonah. He was on the run trying to get out of what God say. Don't we do that so many times? You find yourself doing that? I know I've done that before, and I wish I hadn't. That was what? That was one of my junkyard regrets. I regretted it, huh? Because God had me get there a way I didn't want to get there, but I got there anyhow and had to do what he had told me to do in the beginning. I did like Jonah. I took off into my Tarshish. See, I went into my Tarshish. I didn't jump the ship, but I rode in a car. Anyway, I got there. Mm-hmm. God got me there. Do you hear me? And I regret the fact that I didn't go in the beginning because what happened, I was in a fish's belly. I was in the belly wrapped in seaweed. You hear what I'm saying today? And that's not a pretty sight. When you are in a situation that you want to get out, but you can't get out, and you're in there too long, you're in there so long till you become part of the seaweed that's inside the fish's belly. And then you begin to stink with sin and all, and God is going to have to vomit you up out. You hear what I'm saying today? Because you are in that situation, you didn't have to be there, but because of your disobedience, you're there. Do you get the picture here today? And this is where Jonah was when he went to go the other way. He didn't want to go his way, to go God's way, but he went his way. You know, we want to do our own thing. We want to do it the way we want to do it instead of the way God wanted. God has it already planned, written out for you, how you're to go and how you're to do. But you know, you do everything but, huh? So, you know, when he was in that ship, you know, I like the story when you begin to read the whole story. And how, as he was there and the ship met up with a tempest and everybody was about to lose their life. Isn't that familiar? You're somewhere caught up in some kind of dilemma that you can lose your life or your family's life. Do you hear me today? Praise God. With disobedience. But here he is on this ship. And in the 10th verse, He brought it down here. Say, then were the men exceedingly afraid, the men that was driving the ship, you know, manning the ship, and said to him, why hast thou done this? For these men knew that that he flew from the presence of the Lord because he told them. He told them, all this is happening because of me. Now, he confessed, huh? Will you confess the same thing, that the situation that you're in is because of you? What words that you're hearing is because of you, huh? That I didn't do what God said, so I'm paying the price. But no, we want to have an excuse. Hello, somebody. Everybody want to have an excuse instead of being straightforward. We want to have an excuse, huh? All right. Now, just because you regret the situation, you yet want to have an excuse. So Jonah had the excuse. So he finally came to it. Some people say, well, what are we going to do here? How are we going to get this sea calm? Now, they know nothing about telling God to calm the sea. They had no idea of what to do here. So they asked him, what you suggest we do so this thing can stop, since you the cause of it? Amen. So therefore, you got the answer. Come on now. See, you were walking around with the answer all the time. Uh-huh. And what happened? Then he told him, said, you throw me in the sea. Throw me overboard. The sea calmed in. He knew the answer. He knew God had it all in control. He knew that he was not going to be the one that caused them men to lose their life just because he was disobedient and he was on a ship he had no business being on. you know, and he was going in a direction he had no business going in. Are you going that way today? Are you in that dilemma today, going to the place that God didn't tell you to go, being in the place you shouldn't be, being with the person you should not be with, huh? Come on now, this is your regrettable time. This is the time you to look over here and say, you know, so many times we focus on what might have been or what could have been or what should have been. We got the shoulds, coulds, and the mighters. This is what we going through so many times. But we think that by playing it enough, we can change the outcome. But let me tell you, you can't change that outcome because God already done set it in motion. He's already given you your marching orders. He's given you his word. Say, take my word. Go forth now and tell the people. Go forth now and help the people. Go forth now and do what I've commanded you to do. This is what I've told you, and I will not alter my word. It has to be one way or another. You either is going to do it the way I want it, or you going to do it none at all. Hell would be your home. But you're going to do it, right? Yes, you are. I know you are because you're listening today. But I found out even as I begin to read over this story, how even in the third chapter he said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. He had talked to him again. You see what I'm saying? Oh, yes, it came to him a third time. And he told him, what did he tell him? Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Tell them what I told you to tell them. I don't want you to alter it. I don't want you to tell them out of your own words. I want you to tell them what I told you to tell them, because I'm going to do some great work in that city. God is telling some of you today that you are to go forth now like never before and do what he's commanded you to do. And you don't want to do it. I'm not going to say it's easy. Huh? I'm not going to say you might want to jump ship too. You might want to jump, but I'm going to tell you, you got to watch out when you jump ship because there may be a big fish to swallow you up. So you're going to have to watch out for that. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. Because this is a great opportunity when God calls you, when he takes time out of his schedule to speak to you. You, man, to you who he made, speak to you the work of his hands. He want to speak to you today. You should think it a privilege. Oh, God, that he saw fit just to talk to you. I love it when he talked to me. When even if he is reprimanding me, you know it's a place to know that he cares enough to even rebuke me. You see what I'm saying? God cares so much because he could not say nothing at all, just let you go on down to hell. You see what I'm saying? But he think enough of you to help you get on the right track. He brought Jonah back to the right way to go. He brought him around and he talked to him this second time. He told him again what he had to do. And Jonah rose and went to Nineveh. He went on that time, you see. What it going to take for you? Huh? What is it going to take? Is it going to take tragedy? Is it going to take some more heartaches and heartbreaks for you to do what God called you to do? Is it going to take that? I sure hope not. It's time out for that. It's time for you to get up and go forth and go in the directions that God has called you to go, you see, because you can believe this, huh? There ain't no other way to do it, huh? You got to do what? Seize this opportunity. Seize the moment, huh? Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Go forth now in Christ, what he's called you to do. I'm telling you, it's not a pretty sight. It's not a good feeling at all. Oh, when you disobey God, you know, it don't seem like it at the time. Seem like he let you go a long time. And he do. He let you go a long time before you finally come to the light. Say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. God told me to go so-and-so, and I didn't go because I was what? I was scared. I was frightful. I was fearful. You didn't want to go. But I'm here to tell you, to encourage you today to do what God tell you to do. No matter what, he had to make a decision inside the fish, huh? Inside the fish, he had to make that decision. So do you going to have to do it on a hospital bed? Are you going to have to do it when the doctor give you up and told you ain't got long to live? Then you're going to make that decision. Then you're going to start believing. Then you're going to start trusting. You don't have to get that far, huh? You can do it now. Make your decision now. Let your life speak for itself today. That today I will do, now I will do what thus saith the Lord. This hour I will do what thus saith the Lord. And when you do, oh, my. Sin got to vomit up righteousness, huh? There ain't going to be no more sin in your life at this time. You're going to do what God say do. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what you're going to do, huh? And when you do it, then you'll see the hand of God at work. He just gave you the second chance, huh? You see what I'm saying? If he gave you a second chance, he will give you a third chance, and he'll give you a fourth and a fifth chance. But don't disobey. Start looking. Remember now, he gives you new mercies every morning. You know I love that scripture in I think it's Lamentation. Yeah, he gives you new mercies every morning. Every morning. When you wake up, it's a new day with new mercy. He's going to have mercy for you today for the things that occur today. Did you hear what I'm saying? And you should have mercy also for somebody else. Glory be to God. Come on now. Have some mercy today. Huh? Because God has given you the gift of today. Today, you hear? So use it, huh? While it's here, use it to the grace of God, to all your knowledge that he's given you. Use it today and be thankful and start praising him for it. Do you see it today? Mm-hmm. Now, repent of all that in the past now. Repent of it because, hey, everybody have regret of something in their life. Okay, now you regret all the stuff you did when you disobeyed God. Now go forth and do. Do it now, right now, to the glory of God. I dare you to step out, huh? I dare you to go into Nineveh and talk. Talk to the people, the wicked people. Go into the highways and hedges and talk to the people. You know, I know. I'm scared of these people, and these people make you. I say, listen, if you lose your life for Christ's sake, you'll have a better one. Okay, don't worry about that, because God got your back. If he got your back, he ain't ready for you yet. He ain't going to take you, do you understand? But you are so afraid, just like you're being afraid of the night. Huh? Why are you afraid of the night when you are the light? And the light will do what? It comprehends the night. The light takes away the darkness, does it not? Come on now, think about it. So why are you afraid of the night? You are the light of the world. You light up everywhere you go. There you go. Think about it now. My. But you know, I want you to seize the moment. To seize the moment of opportunity. God has given you this time to talk to somebody. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the goodness of the Lord. He's given you this time to see the light where you have failed so many times by not speaking, by being afraid or drawing back or just, well, I'm comfortable now and I don't want to leave my job. I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to leave this, leave that. Now, honey, leave it because some more will come. God will give you some more. Yes, he will. He always do. He's the God that promised and he keeps his promises. Thing is, we don't keep ours. We say, yes, Lord, if you deliver me this time, I ain't going to do it no more. That's what we say. As soon as God deliver us and we done come through that great trial, what happened? We go back out there and do it again. That's what we do. But that is not the way. Keep your promises. Try to keep it to the neighbor. Try to keep it to your friends. Try to keep it to your church, too. Keep the promises, the vows you make. Think about this. We oftentimes don't. Ain't that right? You know it's the truth. Praise God. But I want you to take this time now. God has given you another chance. Today is the chance to do it right. Today is a chance to do what he said do. Now remember, you don't want to get into no great dilemma. Then God have to beat you down to get you to do what he wants you to do. In other words, he puts you into one of them little situations that you can't hardly stand, and then you want to do it. Come on, we don't want to get there. We want to do it now, the first time. Let's try to do it all the first time. I know, you know, but you just don't know. No, I don't know, but I know mine. You see what I'm saying, and I know where I've been. It's not good because I went there. I tried it. I did it, huh? And, oh, what a penalty to pay. And I paid for years. He left me in that situation for years. I don't care how fasted and prayed, I couldn't get out that situation till God deemed it was the end of it. You hear what I'm saying? And I was grateful when I got out, and I said, I ain't doing this no more. Praise God. Never again will I do it. And I'm telling you, don't take it for granted what God say, that there ain't a penalty to pay if you disobey. All right? Think about it now. You know, I'm going to stop and let Pastor Sharon go on right now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word that came forth from Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, it is something to think about. We know about the story about Jonah, but I tell you, it's another way to look at it this day. Jonah had a penalty to pay, even though he delayed, he disobeyed what God had commanded him to do. And a lot of time we talk about how big the fish is or the whale, but the missing the point of it is Jonah was found himself in a situation, and that because he did not do what God called him to do. He had his reason, and we all a lot of time have our own reasoning why we don't want to do it. A lot of times we're not confident in ourselves, but instead of putting our confidence in God, or what will the people say? Oh, will they like me? Will they accept the word? But I'm reminded this morning that from Jonah, the first chapter, he said, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness is to come upon is to come up before me. And I'm reminded about when God sent Moses. Moses had to go back to Pharaoh, and he had to tell Pharaoh, even though he was raised in the house of Pharaoh, and he had to go back there, you know, and he had to go back and let them know that God sent him to let my people go. And a lot of times God will allow you to go back to your own people, and they're looking at you as the one that caused all that mischief before. They're looking at you in the old way. But God sent Moses into tell them, let my people go. And Moses was, even before God sent him, he was saying, paraphrasing, they're not going to accept me. They know what I've done before. They know I killed that Egyptian. You know, they know I'm a murderer and I ran away. They know I wasn't the real thing. They know I was born Hebrew. I was not Pharaoh's son. They know all these things. But God did not care about it, because Moses had a purpose. He had to go the way he went to, because God took so much time. Even when they wanted to kill the children, God spared his life. God gave his mother divine instruction on what to do to preserve his life. And if he's the one that created him, and if he's the one that formed him and called him before he was even brought forth from his mother womb, he already got everything worked out. And a lot of times we don't even understand the journey we are called to go into. We don't understand the test. We don't understand the turn in the road. We don't understand the valley and the mountain that we have to go through. But God has every control. And I'm reminded about Joshua today. When Moses, God called Joshua, and he told Joshua, Joshua, for God to have to say to Joshua, the first chapter of Joshua, verse number 9, have not I command thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officer of the people, saying, and the thing is, he had to tell him, even in verse 7, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their father to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou wast made observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. And he's telling not to turn to the left nor turn to the right. And I tell you, for God had to tell him, be strong. So that lets me know when God tells us to arise, like he told Jonah, arise and go to your Nineveh, go into your destiny, to your purpose, go to the place that I call you to go. He has to also tell us to be strong and be courageous. I've called you. I'm making the way for you, and we have to just step out and do what God called us to do. I have heard so many times that you can fast, 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 but obedience is better than sacrifice. I tell you, sometimes I found that you, the one that's quickly said, I'll do it, and the one that kind of buff a little bit, but they're the one that do. Because God know the heart of each and every one of us. He know that we are like shaking in our boots. We thinking about the faces of the people. But I'm reminded, he even told Jeremiah not to look at their faces. Now, these were great men and women of God, and God had to send forth the word of encouragement to them, to let them know to be strong, be courageous. And he wants you to know today that he's on your side. Be strong, be courageous. Oh, the apostle was talking about when you mess up, when you disobey, there's a penalty to pay, but arise and shine and give God the glory today. Don't you know God is there, right there for you? He's a forgiving God today. Don't just continue in the ways that you're walking, but pick up yourself today and shake yourself today and know that the God that created the heaven and the earth, he's able to keep you, he's able to protect you, he's able to take you through the valley of the shadow of death, he's able to take you through criticism, he's able to take you through persecution. There's nobody went through more great persecution more than Jesus did. They spit on him, they talk about him, they rejected him, they killed him, and he went through so much. But he did it, why? Because he knew he was all about his father business today. And we have to make up our mind today. I know it's easy to say it sometimes, but you don't know how much you can take until you have your face with a situation. You don't know what you will do until you're walking into that person's shoes. If you have not been for the Lord, you will not make it. It took God to be with his man and woman of God, and it's going to take God to be with you even this day. So many people believe in so many things. So many people believe in woman and woman and man with man, even though God's word speaks something else. Even though the word of God talks about there's only one true and living God, and his name is Jesus. And even though we know what the word of God say, even though you were brought up with the truth of the word of God, and along the way you take on different doctrine, and along the way you take on different belief. And will we able to stand on the word of God? Can we stand even though we are being persecuted? Can we stand if we are being beheaded? Can we stand and say, for Christ I live today? I tell you, we don't know a lot of time until you're faced in that situation. It takes the Holy Spirit in the side of you to help you to stand. He's the friend right now. He is your strength even right now. It takes the Holy Spirit when you're in danger to allow you to stand flat-footed and call on the name of Jesus today. So we know that even though Jonah went through great thing now because of going his direction, choosing not to follow the obedience word of God, he went the opposite way. Things happen. But I tell you, it's good to know that even though he disobeyed the word of God, he did not lie about it and play like he didn't know why the trouble came his way. He did not know why the trouble is in the house. We should be going through a calm sea. This stuff not supposed to be going on. What's going on? Just like in Joshua, they were winning the battle, and they took one person to do something opposite of what God said. And they know, wait a minute, everything was going good. Oh, the blessing of the Lord was pouring out. Oh, we were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. What happened along the way? Oh, something is going on in the house. You know when things are going good, and then something start happening. You say, wait a minute, let me start doing some investigation. What's going on now? What's stopping the flow of the God? What's stopping the blessing to come forth? And then you start asking questions of everyone in the home to find out, okay, was there sin in the house? Did somebody did something that God was not pleased with? And you try to find out what it is to get it corrected. Why? Because you want to continue into the purpose of God. So Jonah, they did a lot just for Jonah, and they had to what? Jonah had to say, I'm the cause, y'all. I'm the cause. How many of us will be brave enough to say, I'm the cause? I'm the one that causing this thing to happen. But a lot of times we try to pass the blame. We are past the blame. We are play like we don't know what you're talking about. Oh no. I know I pray and fast. But you know what? You could be praying and you could be fasting. But it's one simple thing. You did not do what God tell you to do. You weren't obedient to his word. So Joshua and Jonah, even though circumstances came along the way, they still knew that God was able to bring them through. They knew that it would take God. He's the creator of the heaven and the earth. And I can bring it even to my own life. When God say move and we don't move, I tell you, all of a sudden things start getting crazy. And it will cost us to make the shift. Why? Because when God was telling us to move, and we were like, there's no reason to move. There's nothing wrong with this neighborhood. There ain't nothing wrong where we staying at. Oh, we are happy there because no one likes to pack boxes up. Let's be real. When you're there a long time, you know you got a whole bunch of junk. And you don't feel like packing it up. But I tell you, when God wants you to go to the next place, He'll allow things. Why? Because of not listening to what his word's saying. And he'll allow things to happen. Why? To shift you into the next place he wants you to be in. So it's so important in your Christian walk. You can say, well, I'm a prophet. I'm an apostle. I'm a deacon. I'm a pastor. But sometimes you don't even hear what God is saying yourself. And sometimes when the word of God comes to you, you just like, you know what, you have to meditate on it. There's nothing wrong in asking God, say, okay, God, what are you saying? There's nothing wrong with asking him, talking to him, making sure it is like now, because he could be talking to you. But it don't have to be like move now. It could be he letting you know what's coming ahead. Or he can tell you, okay, this is where I want you to be because of what's about to happen in this area. I remember God gave our apostle the word of God that he told us to move from Orange County into Lake County. Or the word came from move from down south to further up north. How many of you hear the word of God in your service every Sunday morning? The word of God will come letting you know it's time to make the change. And a lot of people hearing the same word, that God tell them to make the change. But how many of us wants to make the change? We'll just come up with a lot of excuses why we shouldn't do it. Changes is never easy. Changes is never easy. Changes, you buck against it. Because your flesh do not want change. Your flesh is comfortable in the same repetitive thing. You don't want to try something new. But God wants us to do something new. He's the same God. But he always moves differently. He moved in the wind. He moved in the lightning. He moved in whatever he wants to move in. And if you're looking for him to go with the thunder, then you may miss the wind. We have to be able to hear the when God say change, that we walk into change. And I'll testify to that to myself. It was so hard to make that change. Oh, you better believe it. You got your job. You got your home. You got your friends. You're comfortable where you're at. But changes is never easy. Changes takes you to sacrifice something, but it's all worth it all. If you do what God tell you to do, his timing is something there just for you. He'll have the right person right there just for you. He'll have that person that will help you make the thing easy. That right person, we all have always heard that the person that if you got it to go get a new car, go to the car dealer, go to this car dealer, you'll find the person here and there. When you do what God tell you to do, that person is there with divine favor. God already set in their heart. He already put divine favor there just for you. So when you meet the person, they God already work it out just for you. But I tell you, a lot of time when we missed it, it takes a long time for it to come back again. We don't understand when God say change. We're looking at like it's like the children of Israel. Oh, we can, you know, at least we have some leeking onion. I don't know about this new land. I know they say it's flowing with milk and honey. But you know what? I don't know about the milk and honey. I know about the leeks and the onion. I know about the bondage. But I don't know about the freedom. And we are sometimes scared. We're hesitant to try something new. But today, don't be like Jonah now. Don't be like Jonah. When you hear the word of God, listen to what God's word say. And when we watch, like, the I hate to put this out there in the acting, the L.A. preacher, I tell you, it is so surprising to know that. Yes, we know what the word of God say. Yes, we know what Jesus stands for. But we cannot allow excuses to come and say, you know what? I hear the apostle always say, don't say, well, I'm only human. No, God already let us know that we have to put our flesh under subjection to the word of God. When you saying that you are God, man and woman of God, you got to know that God holds you accountable for the souls that is under you. You are accountable for what you do. Every man will pray for what they do in this body. Yes, he's a merciful God. Yes, he's a just God. Yes, he's a forgiving God. But remember something now. If we weren't for grace, where would you be today? If we were under the law and we know what the law of the word of God is saying and we do things just to be doing it because we're under grace, would you be here today? So we cannot take our liberty for granted. You can't take things for granted anymore. You don't know if God will give you that opportunity to say, Lord, forgive me for all my sin. Forgive me for all my sin. Because you can walk out there and God, and you meet your maker. Did you even get an opportunity to get it right with God? So a lot of times we take things for granted. We don't recognize. We so in it so long that until we get so a little bit lukewarm. We are neither hot nor cold for Christ. We are lukewarm. We start what? Compromising with the word of God. But God is holding each and every person accountable today. You may say, well, you people like to criticize the people. No, you got to tell them the word of God. Just like Jeremiah, he was in bondage. He was in a place, but he still had to stand up and tell them what thus said the Lord. And even though they were getting mad with him because he was saying, thus said the Lord, God saying, the Babylonia going to overtake you. God say you will be in bondage. God say the temple will be destroyed. But you know what? Even though he was in a place and he was being persecuted, he still had to speak the word of God. Can we stand up still when people are talking about you? Can you stand up still when they close you down in while you're preaching the word? Can you stand up still if they turn their back on you? Can you stand up still and still say what thus said the Lord? God don't care about what other people do, but he cares about what you do today. He called you for a purpose now. He called you to say what he said. You are his mouth. When he says something to you, he wants you to say what he said. Oh, we are heard, not your opinion, but what does said the Lord today. And we pray that God will continue to touch his ministers. We pray that God will continue to touch his people. We pray that God will continue to touch the unsaved loved ones and let them open their eyes and see that God is God and there is none other but him today. He is Jehovah. He is your maker today. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but through Jesus Christ today. So know that today now you are accountable for everything that you do in this body. And if you messed up, today is your day to say, Lord, have mercy today. Today is November the 20th. Oh, you can say, God, forgive me. I've been walking in error all this time. I've been walking into a truth that I thought it was right. But I thank you, Father God, for opening my eyes today that I may see clearly. Open up my heart that I may see clearly today. Today you are accountable. Today you are accountable. When you hear the word of God, you are accountable. It's best to do what thus said the Lord today. And if you lose your life, at least you know you'll make it in to see. He said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, come on now. Because today in this 20th century, we do a lot of things we see other people do. We do a lot of things we see other ministers do. But you know what? What about what God say today? Do what God say to do. If you're the only one, at least you'd walk in according to his word. But we know that God have other real people out there. We know God has people out there that is standing for righteousness. We know we have other people out there that's holding up the bloodstain of the Lord today. So be encouraged and know that if you are a Jonah, you're not a Jonah any longer. You'll be new birth now. You're converted. You're turned around and you're walking up the right direction. He called you to be this day, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon? I tell you, God is good. Hearing that word, being obedient to God's word. And as we talk about Jonah, I tell you, he was told to go into Nineveh to talk to the people. And what did he do? Run. How much of us right now is running from our calling? How much of us right now is running from what God said to do? He called us all to be disciples, all of us to go out into the world and preach the word. It doesn't matter whether you're a pastor, a prophet. It doesn't matter what your status is. The word is the word. And he is within all of us. So we that have the light have to now go to those that don't have the light and let the light shine in them and let them know that God is a merciful God. I tell you, and look what it took for Jonah. Look what it took for Jonah. God had to, as I always hear my apostle, upset his uppercut. I tell you, he had to shake him up. And look how, by you being disobedient, how you endanger other people's lives by being disobedient to the word of God. How much of us out there being disobedient and wonder why our household is the way it is? You know, always self-examination, self-examination. See what it is, your part in it. Everybody have a part in whatever situation is going on. It can be in the church, it can be in your household, it could be in your job. Everybody have a part. And to see when, you know, he was on the ship and they did a poll. And here it is, it falls right on Jonah, the main one that was causing all of this. And to find out, it was because of him. How much of us is in that position today? What are we doing about it? Are we doing self-examination? Are we going before God and asking God for forgiveness, repenting, and turning around just like Jonah did? He had no choice but to turn around and do what thus say the Lord. And look how he did. The whole city of Nineveh, from the king come all the way down, had to put on the sackcloth. The king, you're talking about the king. And he turned, the whole city turn. So it starts from the top and it comes right on down. So don't think that you're a little person that you can't go out and speak the word. You can and you will. Have faith and know that God will back you up. He will back you up. So when you go out, you put on the whole armor of God. What is that? The word of God. And know that when you open up your mouth, he will speak. God is good. So today, let's just turn around, ask God for repentance. Every day is a new day. Every day is new mercies. But don't forget to repent of your sins. Do not, that's the most important thing, because you can pray from now until Jesus comes. If you have no repentance in your heart, he is not hearing nothing that you say. You can't lead nobody to Christ with your raggedy life that you live in. You can't lead nobody to Christ but what comes out of your mouth. So know that you have the light in you and the light has to come out. Preach the word. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to hold that office, but know that we all are disciples of God's kingdom. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com. /Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Dr. Porter has put out there. And that word, I tell you, that word encourage, it gives you strength, it helps you through whatever it is that you're going through. Just ask God to direct you to the right segment to listen to. And also you can just write it on a piece of paper, the phone number, the site, and just pass it on to someone else. Share it with someone else. Also, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. And I tell you, when I say tear the devil kingdom down, I mean tear the devil kingdom down. Don't come on there playing, because we ain't got time for playing. It's all about praying. Praying one for another, praying for the nation, pray for your leaders, pray for the leader of the United States. I tell you, prayer changes things. Pray for your unsaved loved ones that they may come into the light as you are in the light. Prayer changes things. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. And that calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. We would also like to thank those that send their donations, help donate for the two schools that we was helping out for Thanksgiving. We'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We greatly appreciate it. And we are not waiting until, you know, later on for December to kick in to start our Christmas drive. We are doing it right now. You can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that face.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.